Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a bi demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, am I the asshole?
Sounds fake, but okay.
Ever looked at the graphic on top of the the header on Am I the Asshole?
Oh.
Just a little guy on an asshole.
I don't know why you would bring that to my attention. Anyway, welcome back to the pod.
Hi.
Kayla has already previewed it, but what are we talking about this week?
I don't remember which installment this is, but we are
500.
At least the 500 installment of Reddit's Am I the Asshole? We're back again to give our judgments.
Right. We were thinking, what's a good episode to come back with? And we said, what else other than the fan favorite and minimal effort icon, Am I the Asshole?
We thought it would be a good reminder that...
this is what you get.
We are not mature, despite what many people would like us to be. And this is the content you get on this program.
This is the content you get.
If you don't like it, you can leave.
Bye. Before we start, do we have any housekeeping?
A reminder to, if you're not
your
a patron... it's a little late for that.
Yeah, it's a little late.
Pretty late for doing taxes. I added a couple new things to the merch store. A lovely
Goodness.
Listener requested that we have some more like discreet merch that was still A-spec colors, but not the flags for if you are not out. So there's now some hats with our like purple and green cows on them.
Nice.
So you can still have our colors and our things without having to be outed. So that is the hat
that
your roommate purchased.
Is that the one that she purchased? I received, my roommate texted me. She was like, those bucket hats, though, like, they're cute. And I was like, that's true. And then Kayla texted me, like, the next day. And she was like, you know who just bought merch? Your roommate.
My sister also asked for the cow bucket hat for her birthday. So,
oh, what a delight.
Which is really just me spending money on her that goes back to myself. So not sure about the ethics of that. But seems to be a crowd favorite.
Fine.
So if you'd like to match my sister and Sarah's roommate, you know what to do.
Sounds good. I've never owned a bucket hat.
I have one with strawberries on it.
You also have one with cow print on it that I gave you.
That's true. Sarah bought me a furry cow bucket hat.
That's true. Also, just a reminder, we have had at least one person email us, but if you are a Black A-spec person who would be interested in participating in lending your voice to us for our episode about Black A-specs, go ahead and shoot us an email. If you don't want to, then don't. No obligation. Just want to remind people in case they forgot or they weren't here last week.
True. Also, this one might be a long shot, but if you answered our survey long ago that was providing quotes for our upcoming book, check your email, because we've been sending out emails asking certain people for permission to use their quotes, and some people haven't responded. So check your spam, check your email.
If you're the person whose email bounced, maybe you changed your email address.
Please.
Maybe you gave us a fake one.
If you're looking back and you're like, damn, I think I typed the wrong email address.
Let us know.
Please, because we don't legally know what to do with the fact that your email bounced. We really
and your
like
quote,
your quote
is good.
Your name, the name you gave us starts with a C. So this is us trying to find a secret admirer.
Secret admirer.
Anyway, now we can continue.
All right.
Can I go first?
Yeah, sure.
I found a good one, and I'm afraid you also have it, and I want
to. Okay, so you want to get it out of the way.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one is called, Am I the Asshole for Not Telling My Friend's Wife That He Is My Sperm Donor?
I did not see this one.
Okay. It took me a couple reads of the title to understand. So do you understand the title? Because I didn't quite understand what
it
meant at first.
Can you just say it one more time?
Am I the asshole for not telling my friend's wife that he, my friend, is my sperm donor?
Yep, got it.
Okay. Here we go. I am a 30-year-old asexual woman. Nice.
So true, bestie.
Who is currently 33 weeks pregnant with twin girls that I conceived through IVF. I have always wanted children, but never really considered them on the cards for me due to my sexuality. But now I am in a position where I felt stable enough to bring a child into the world on my own, so I decided to go through IVF.
Or two! You're having two!
Huh?
This person is having twins. Isn't that what they said?
How do you know that?
They said that.
Yes, they did. I was like, how do you know that? I didn't get to that part yet.
For a second, I was wondering if I was gaslighting you.
No, it gets brought up later. The twins get brought up later. So, and I thought, I was like, how did you look this up just to read ahead of me? What the fuck? Okay. I already said it. We should also preface
that. Just proves that I'm active listening.
Well, it also proves that for me, it's almost 11 p.m. because we're back to nighttime recording because we have a 3-hour separation and Sarah no longer works from home.
I got home early today. I told Kayla 7:30 my time, 10:30 her time. I texted her at 7:22 and guess what? She did not come. She was watching TV.
Had an episode of Bridgerton to finish. Okay.
Anyway.
Someone was shooting a gun. Anyway.
Oh, not in Bridgerton.
Dude,
anyway.
It's been wild. Anyway. My best friend since high school, 31 male, found out about my plan and how I was looking into finding a donor so it wouldn't be anonymous and I could vet medical history, etc., and offered to be the sperm donor, as at least I'd know his medical history and any risks that were attached. I agreed but made it clear that he wouldn't be a parental role in the child's life. At most, he'd be an honorary uncle due to our friendship. He was happy to agree to this, and it never once occurred to me that he would offer without running it by his wife, 31, female, first. As some of you will likely be worried, I used an HFEA clinic, which is a legally licensed clinic, which means due to the paperwork signed when I underwent IVF, he has no legal right or obligation towards the babies, which was what both of us wanted going into this. Cool. I wasn't worried because I didn't know that's how it worked, but thank you. The IVF was successful, as my pregnant state proves, a little too successful, perhaps, as it's twins. See, that's where I thought. I forgot the twins came up before that, so I was like, how does she know?
Got him.
I recently took my friend and his wife out to dinner to thank them for doing this for me and celebrate being in the third trimester, but his wife was confused when I explained the reason for the dinner and an angry demanding to know why we kept this from her. I was shocked and asked my friend if he hadn't told
his wife.
Hold
on, I'm sorry. I stopped paying attention.
They went to dinner.
The wife found out?
Yeah, she took the donor and his wife to dinner to thank them, assuming that the wife knew, and then found out that the wife did not know.
Got it.
He tried to explain to both of us that he thought it didn't matter since he has no rights to the children. His wife got even angrier at that part, saying she isn't comfortable with their son, 6, male, having siblings that aren't really his siblings, and she wants that part changed so that her husband has legal say over the girls. I was in shock over this, but said I wouldn't be doing that as I wanted to raise them alone. The three of us got into a huge argument, and his wife decided to know why I wouldn't tell her that her husband had offered this in the first place. I feel very guilty for not checking with his wife first, but it honestly never occurred to me that he wouldn't have done that first, so I thought if he was offering, she'd already given the okay. Am I the asshole in this? I don't know what to do.
No, you're not the asshole. What does your friend think he's doing agreeing to something like that, following through on it, and not mentioning it to his wife with whom he has a child?
Also, so this is a friend she's had since high school, so I'm assuming that she knows his wife in some way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked that it had never come up before this. She's in the third trimester. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
That nothing could ever been mentioned to make the wife suspicious. Not that it's the wife's fault, because who in their right mind would be like, I wonder if my husband donated sperm to our friend without me knowing. Like, that's not something I would often suspect.
No, not at all.
But yeah, that's bananas. I also didn't read this full thing, so I didn't realize he also already had a child, which like makes it's just another layer.
Yeah, I hate to stereotype a gender because gender isn't real and stereotypes are bad. That said, this is such a straight man thing to do. Maybe this guy's not straight. I don't know. But to not even think about the repercussions, just being like, oh, I won't be legally bound to this kid. I'm doing my friend a favor. Cool. That's it. And to not think about the fact that you have a wife and a child who may have some opinions on the matter. Like, yes, your body, your choice, but also you're creating another body with your choice on purpose.
There's someone in the comments saying that this happened to them, that their dad donated sperm without telling their mom. And then when this commenter was 50, they got an email from a donor agency and was like, you have 3 half siblings.
Oh my God.
I don't quite understand the wife's reaction.
It's a very strong reaction.
Being that she wants him to have like legal custody of them because she doesn't want her children to have siblings that aren't their real siblings.
But they are still their real siblings, regardless of whether or not he has custody. Like, that's not how any of that works.
Like, by blood, they are siblings. And if she didn't want those kids in their life, she could also just like not see these twins. But I mean, I understand she's probably like insanely angry because that's warranted.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
Maybe it was like just a knee-jerk reaction because this was like her finding out and they were like in public at dinner. That's wild. But
yeah,
that's an odd reaction, like an odd thing to think that will like fix it. But also she's probably like not thinking it through.
Also, does this husband not think, oh, how nice, my friend who I donated sperm to, who is now pregnant with my child, is taking me and my wife to dinner. She couldn't possibly bring this up. Like,
well, that's the thing, because it's not like he told his friend that he donated to that it was a secret.
To keep it quiet, yeah.
He just assumed that it like, wouldn't be a big deal to say it.
Bestie, bestie, bestie.
This poor pregnant person. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Okay. Not the asshole. All right. What should I do next? I don't know.
Do you have any where the person is the asshole?
I don't know. I haven't read any of them. I just kind of, like, looked at the beginning.
Okay. I tried because we had some people were saying for past episodes they really wanted us to do some where the person, like, was the asshole, because I don't think many of ours have been. So I tried.
Oh,
looking,
actually, no. Actually, no. I do have one where I just looked at the title. Okay. Am I the asshole for calling the police on my brother for taking my car? Yes.
Okay.
I don't even need to read the rest of it.
Okay.
Don't call the police.
We've done it. That one is solved.
Let me read what it says, though. I, male 16, have a brother, male 28, who, the attitude here, who still doesn't have a car or a job.
Okay.
He lives with me, my mom, and dad. I got my permit, took my driving test, and got my license this year. My brother actually knows how to drive and used to use my mom's car, but after getting into an accident with it, she took his privileges away. Ever since I got my license, he's been begging me to use my car, and I always say no. The reason I don't want him to use it is because I don't want him to crash it. Also, it belongs to me, and I don't want anyone else using it. About 2 weeks ago, he asked me if he could take my car to go pick his friends up. I told him no. My brother has anger issues and can be scary at times, so he started yelling and swearing at me. I was scared, but still said no. Fast forward to the next morning, I saw my keys missing. I immediately called my brother and asked him, and he said yes, he took it, and then he promises he'll bring it back in mint condition. I told him I don't care, and I just don't want anyone else using my car in general. After I hung up with him, I thought about calling my mom and dad, but I was furious. I let my anger and frustration get the best of me and called the cops. I told the cops what happened and gave them my license plate and where my brother was at, because this person knows the friend's address. They arrested him and brought him to the local police station. My mom had to come pick him up. My mom was pissed and yelled at me when she got home and took my car keys for the time being. My dad was upset too when he got home. They said I was crazy for calling the cops on my own brother and that I could have sent him to jail. I don't feel bad and I hope he learned the lesson. Am I the asshole? Yes.
Yeah, that's some 16-year-old behavior right there. Jesus
like,
Christ.
You're a 16-year-old with your own car and you're acting like this?
That is my question. Is I hope to God this kid used his own money to buy this car, because if that's a car that his parents gave him, that like you have even less right to do this.
Do you know a single 16-year-old who has the money that they earned themselves to buy their own car?
I knew a couple. Yes.
Like, I guess if they get like a
they worked
a
like,
lemon like a used car and they work a lot, but like.
Yes, I knew, like, one or two people that did that. But, yeah, very uncommon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, asshole. That one,
we found an asshole.
You can't do that. Call your parents. You're literally a minor.
My God. Just, like, Jesus don't Christ. Call the police in general is kind of my current stance in life. Unless, like, I don't know, if someone's dying, they're
actively being murdered.
Yeah, like, calling an ambulance or the fire department is different than calling the police. Anyway, do you have another one? Or should I do another one?
I have another one.
All right.
Am I the asshole for kicking my girlfriend out after an argument?
I saw this one. Let me pull it up so I can read as we go.
Okay, don't spoil it for yourself.
I'm ready.
Okay. So adoption is pretty common in my family. I probably have more adopted cousins than biological ones, though I can't say for sure since it doesn't really matter in my family. My 22 male younger brother, okay, so the person writing is 22 male. Yeah. Their younger brother, 15 male, was adopted by my parents when he was 7. Our dads were close and he used to come around a lot. His parents split when he was about 5 due to his mom's drug problem, and she ended up in jail a few months later because of it. His dad then passed due to medical issues when he was 7, and my parents took him in because he would have gone into the system. So he's lived with us since I was 14, and I do see him as my little brother, and we are family. His bio mom is still around, but isn't allowed to see him. The problem comes in with my girlfriend. We've been together for 2 years, and we've met each other's families, and we've gotten in great with them. About a month ago, she came to me complaining about how her sister is adopting, saying it was cheating, especially since she doesn't have any fertility issues. I told her that it doesn't matter if the kid is adopted or not, and that my brother is adopted. She didn't say anything else to me about it after that. However, she has stopped calling my brother. She just calls him by his name. Yesterday, she and her friend, who is also my friend and introduced us, was talking about how she is so happy that my parents will be her in-laws. He agreed and said that my parents and my brother would make great in-laws. Then she corrected him and told him that my brother wouldn't be her in-law since he's adopted. He had no idea how to respond and ended up telling me about it. This caused an argument between us, with me saying my brother is my brother and her insisting that he isn't and that there is a difference. She told me to sleep somewhere else that night. I told her, no, this is my home too, and if she has an issue, she should be sleeping somewhere else. This caused her to scream at me, calling me manipulative and abusive before leaving to sleep at her parents. Her dad, who I really get along with, asked to speak with me, and I've gotten some aggressive messages from some other members of her family. I didn't think I was in the wrong, but so many people upset with me, I think I might be. I brought it up, so maybe I should have left. So am I the asshole?
I don't think they're the asshole, although the fact that it seems that this person lives with the girlfriend does complicate things.
It does, especially if they're, like, in a lease, because I do think you're going to have to break your lease and break up with this person.
Because when I first saw this, I kind of assumed that, like, they were staying at your house and you kicked them out. And I was like, there's no way that you're the asshole at all. Yeah. But if you share somewhere, I want to back up. You've been together for 2 years and she didn't know that your brother's adopted?
No, she did know. I think.
No, because she didn't stop referring to them, to the brother as the brother, until after he said, you know.
I see what you mean.
Because she was going on about how it's cheating. Like, if she knew, it would be such a mean, shitty thing to say to him. So I took it as she told him because she didn't know.
Yeah, I guess I assumed that, like, she knew but didn't really care until her sister was adopting. And then she, like, decided to have this, like, wild view of adoption because it was, like, more relevant to her. But no, I think you're right.
But, yeah, but if she was already talking about, like, how this guy's parents will be, like, great in-laws, like, I think she's already thought about that, you know? Like, I think yes. she just didn't know. Which is weird to me, especially if it's one thing if, like, they were adopted as a baby. But, you know, if this kid was adopted when he was 7, like, there was definitely an adjustment period.
No, but he said that, like, they grew up together anyway.
Oh, sure, sure. I know. But I'm just saying, like, did this kid's parents never come up? Like, did his mom, who was still around, never,
well,
you know?
Well, but the mom's not allowed to see him.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's weird to me that in 2 years of dating, that would never come up.
I guess, but it seems like it, like, because he said, like, it's really common in my family. I have, like, a more adopted cousins than bio ones. So it seems like he probably, like, forgets that his brother is adopted.
That's fair. That's super fair. Yes, I think, so she told him to sleep somewhere else that night.
And he said, no, you sleep somewhere else.
You.
He said, uno reverse.
Well, he says, if she has the issue, she should sleep somewhere else. He didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
tell her she had to leave.
Right. Obviously, we weren't there, so we don't know what he actually said. But the way he is painting it is that he was like, no, you. It's not like he picked her up and, like, threw her out the window.
Also, I think relevant is because, like, she left to sleep at her parents. I think it would have been a different situation if she had had nowhere to go.
Yeah, like, she clearly had somewhere to go. It also seems like she is telling her family a very different story if they are sending this kid aggressive messages, which, no matter, he would have had to do something really, really bad to warrant aggressive messages. Like, I don't know what she must have told her family that he did.
Also, this girl's opinion on adoption is just so fucked up.
It's just whack, yeah.
Like, just objectively, like, on its face, what the fuck? No. Hate that.
Yeah.
She's the asshole.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Nailed it. Okay. What should I do next? Okay. Am I the asshole for overstepping into my wife's role as mother?
What the?
Saturday, my daughter, 12 female, and I, 32 male. So you were 20 when she was born. Anyway. Just doing some rapid mental math here. Had an early lunch on the pier with the intentions of going out in the water after. We were walking down the pier. My daughter was a few feet ahead of me, wanting to stop in this particular shop. I was texting my friend, letting him know storms were rolling in, no water outing. I looked up from my phone. I noticed a red spot on the back of my daughter's shorts. I took off my jacket and tied it around her waist so she wouldn't feel any embarrassment later since it was now hidden. When we got to our vehicle, I told her about her shorts and stuff. She started crying. I hugged her and told her everything was going to be okay. It's completely normal. She asked if this meant she's not a kid anymore. I assured her she's still a kid. She will always be my baby girl. This doesn't change anything. I drove over to Walmart and had her pick out a change of clothing. I took her down the specific aisle and showed her what she would need. I purchased the items. I had already explained to her how to use the sanitary napkins before entering the store not to cause any embarrassment. I waited right outside the restroom and told her if she needed anything just to let me know. That's pretty much it. Since it was storming, we ran in a few fun stores. I bought her a few bracelets, t-shirts, and stuffed animal kitten because she loves cats. We headed home before the worst of the storm was heading our way. I texted my wife and told her it was a big day for our daughter. When she left our meeting, she called and told her what happened. She completely came unglued at me and said, "Thanks for taking my place as the mother. I guess I'm not really needed."
Oh my God.
She soon walks in the door and says to our daughter, "So I guess I don't have to explain anything because your father took it upon himself to play mommy today." I pulled my wife aside and stated my dismay over her behavior. She told me it wasn't my place to do that, and I likely made her feel extremely uncomfortable. I asked my wife what was the better alternative, just letting her walk around like that and freak out alone when she eventually had to use the restroom. My wife says, "Oh, so you were just embarrassed of the red spot?" No, I didn't want her to feel embarrassed. So now I'm an idiot that overstepped a boundary? I honestly don't know. It wasn't my place as a father. Am I the asshole for this? Should I have just let my wife handle it when she was available? Absolutely fucking not. What is your wife's problem?
Okay, first of all, the wife is insane. Second of all, this is like the husband of the year. I feel like it's so rare for men to have...
He dealt with it really well.
Like, he seems to have like a very good... He knows how a pad works. Like...
Yeah.
very few straight men in my experience know how. Do you know how pad works? Do you know if I were to put a pad for my period on? Do you even know how it like how what a what how it works? Like, could you explain to a child how to put a pad in their underwear?
Exactly. He said no.
This has been special guest Dean. We still live in a one-room hotel, and I thought I would consult.
Yeah, like, I think the dad did everything right, and the mom...
Exactly.
Like,
this is the ideal thing to do.
I have so many questions about the mom's idea of gender roles. She was disappointed that she didn't have to deal with her child being upset about a period.
This, to me, like, reeks of, like, toxic motherhood that, like, when she had her baby girl, she, like, dreamed of the day she became a woman and her flower bloomed or whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna puke.
But, like, is it not giving?
Yeah, no. Also, I was really... What really stopped me was when she told me it wasn't my place to do that, and I likely made her feel extremely uncomfortable. Oh, I get it. I read that as husband likely made wife extremely uncomfortable, and I was like, what do you mean likely? She's the one talking to you. She's the one telling you. Why is she saying to you, you likely made me uncomfortable?
I just like,
read that wrong.
To me, that is, like, everything you should want the father of your children to do.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Absolute buffoonery. All right, do you have another, or should I do another?
I think I have one. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for not being happy that my sister is pregnant again? And again is
I also
caps.
Saw this one. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so the beginning says, throw away because I don't want my family tracking this back to my main. So this person made a separate account for this. Okay. My sister got knocked up by her boyfriend right out of high school, got married the next year, then proceeded to pop out another baby every year or two. So she now has 4 at 24. Okay, right off the bat, you can really tell the opinion this person has of their sister.
I'm 24. Kayla, imagine
no.
if you had four children.
I would rather die.
Imagine if I had four children.
I met someone my age the other day that has one child, and even that truly baffled me. Anyway, she's a stay-at-home mom, even though she was brilliant and could have gotten a free ride to a great university. Okay, well, not everyone needs to go to college. Anyway, since hers is the only grandchildren, our parents fawn over her like she's the next coming of Christ. They gush over every new tooth or haircut like it's some big achievement. Oh my god, dude, chillax.
This person's really bitter.
So
and I
mad.
Kind of love it for them.
It's a lot. Problem is, her husband's business wasn't great even before COVID and is barely limping along now. Sister doesn't work and my parents have limited income. So guess who's constantly being told to lend them money for shit like school fees, car seat, car payment, new stroller, etc. They don't even ask. My mom just texts me, your sister needs X dollars for the kids. And I'm supposed to cough it up. I complain, they accuse me of being jealous because I don't have a husband and family, even though I'm older. I'm only 26.
Oh my god.
So over Easter, I notice my sister isn't drinking, and I think, oh god, here we go again. Sure enough, she stands up and announces that she's been inseminated with another precious miracle.
Say that again. I don't think the people maybe heard that.
She stands up and announces that she has been inseminated with yet another precious miracle.
Another precious miracle.
Everyone is gushing and I just try to stay quiet and out of the way. Later she asks me if everything's all right and I try to play it off, but she pushes, so I asked her if she and her husband could really afford another baby. She very simply replies, God will provide like he has so far. Which really pisses me off. I yelled that, no, actually God didn't provide for her babies. I did, and I wasn't going to give them any more handouts. It devolved into a big argument with everyone shouting at me, and basically I've been banned from my family unless I apologize. I haven't apologized. It's been radio silence except from one text from my mom saying that if my sister miscarries, it's my fault for stressing her out.
That is...
Jesus Christ. I asked my if my sister was showing any symptoms, but no one will answer me or tell me. I don't know. I don't think I'm the asshole, but I don't want to be the reason she miscarries. Also, I think I might be the asshole because secretly I think it would have been better if she did, even though I wouldn't say that to her. Oh my God.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. This person is incredibly bitter in a, yeah, in a way that's not healthy for them. However, I don't agree necessarily with the level of bitterness. I think they're like one or two steps more bitter than I mean, I'm not in the situation. I can't fucking say. But I think that bitterness is warranted.
I do. I completely understand why this person is so upset. But the way they handled it was in an asshole-ish manner.
By like saying that no, God didn't provide for their babies, I did.
Well, it's like saying that so publicly and like yelling it at a family event. Like, I think that's definitely a conversation that they should have had of like, hey, I notice you're having another baby. I also notice that I'm giving you a lot of money and like I have my own stuff to pay for. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Or, like, at the very least, it shouldn't be like expected. It should be asked. Like, that's definitely a conversation that needs to be had. But
that's fair.
I didn't
have an issue with it, though. I would have fucking been mad.
I don't know.
I think that would have been the mature way of dealing with it. But it doesn't
also,
seem
like
to
I
me...
do. I do. No, you would not have done that.
Are you talking to me?
I thought you were about to say you would have handled it the same way.
Oh. No, because I'm too non-confrontational, but I would have wanted to do
that's
that.
That's why
I would have
shocked.
Wanted to say that.
I see. Okay.
No, what I was going to say is that, like, I mean, I know 24 and 26, like, people are like, oh, that's not young. You're in your mid-20s. But as a 24-year-old, I still feel like a baby.
Oh, that is very young.
And I don't know. When you're 24, your brain's still not all the way developed. We haven't finished developing our brains, Kayla. And
that
I'm just,
true.
Like, and so I think... maybe that's another reason why they shouldn't have a fifth fucking kid right now, but like I wouldn't necessarily expect everyone to be super mature in this situation just because it's clear that no one in this family seems to have the maturity needed to properly deal with it.
Yeah, that's fair. Seems like a lot is going on over there.
Yeah. Also, I'm not an expert on miscarriages, but I guess, like, extreme stress, like hypertension, could cause a miscarriage.
So there is a comment about this that says stress doesn't cause miscarriages. They said the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, and NHS all disagree with stress causing miscarriages, except for extreme and complicated circumstances.
You can't blame it on one specific thing.
Yeah, no. Like, they're...
Yeah.
Like, it would have to be, like... intense stress, like not
yeah
this
yeah the mom is a huge asshole for saying that to the poster. And I think this sister needs to learn how to use contraception.
Yeah, but if they seem like they might not be the type to agree with contraception.
They do, but...
Give those vibes.
They're just going to keep having kids until she hits menopause? Like, she's clearly a very fertile person.
That's so many kids.
Like...
Yeah.
That's rough. I feel really bad for this person.
I agree.
They're maybe a little too aggressive in their bitterness, but I do totally understand why.
Oh, yeah. I can understand why they're so pissed. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to do one more? Two more?
You want to do one more?
Do I want to do one more?
Do you have another?
Oh, I have a couple. I'm trying to see what... Okay. This one is just interesting... Oh, no. I thought it was interesting because I thought they were calling their wife a sham, but but I was just reading an acronym wrong. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to do that one. I thought they had called their wife in all caps, SHAM.
Man, that would be good.
All right, let's do this one last. Am I the asshole for arguing with my husband for the picture he had for my contact photo on his phone? What throwaway account. My husband bought a new phone last week. Before that, he used to have one of those old phones that didn't have any features. I was happy for him and helped him learn how to use some features he's never seen before. Yesterday morning, I couldn't find my phone before I went to work. I woke him up to ask him to call me so I could find it, but he handed me his phone and told me to do it myself. I took his phone, opened the call log, and searched for my contact number. I saw that he had a picture of me, my face, for my contact photo. I was mad. I woke him up again to ask him why he did it. He said it was normal and he did it with his family and friends even. I told him I didn't give him permission and he should have asked if I was comfortable with having my picture there. He said I have a ton of pictures of him in my phone, but I keep them in a hidden app so no one sees them, and this way I'm protecting his privacy. Besides, I got his permission for every single picture before saving them. I demanded he remove it, but he fought back and said I'm bossy and controlling. I told him my face was in there. He said again it wasn't a huge deal and that I should chill. I snapped and said I wasn't going to let him convince me to be okay with my privacy being violated. He said, GTFO, it's not like I put nudes in there. But still, we fought some more and he removed the picture, then kept pouting and venting about how I keep trying to dictate how he lives and what he does, and said it's become too much. Info, I live in an area far from home and I don't know anyone here yet, and I was worried if he loses his phone, my info will be linked to my photo.
What?
No,
I don't know that what? This person is a asshole, but I have...
They must be... The only good reason for this is that they must be in the witness protection program.
Literally.
That is the only...
Because here's my thing. It would be one thing if the husband, took a candid picture of them, they didn't know about it, and made that the picture. But... This picture, the husband clearly got it from somewhere, right?
Also, the fact that she keeps every picture of her husband in a locked app.
And asks him every time before keeping it?
This person must not have, a social presence, right?
Oh, certainly not.
Are they just, one of those people that's, afraid of the government stealing their information? Then how are they on Reddit? Reddit's going to get them.
I'm just so shocked by this mindset.
This person is the asshole. It's wild.
On one hand, yes, I can understand if you want your privacy to be protected, but I think if you're concerned about this...
It's one thing to be mad about, someone posting a picture of you online without permission, especially if it's a picture you don't like. But as the contact photo in their phone... no one sees that. And it's also tiny.
And also, my info will be linked to my photo. Well, your info... The government... If you have a driver's license, your info is linked to your photo.
They already know. They already know.
If you have a passport...
Also, her saying, we're new to this area and I don't know anyone. What does that have to do with anything?
Do you think that everyone is trying to kill you?
This person... must be in the witness protection program. That is the only way that this is okay. Oh my God. What are the comments on this?
Personally, I don't put contact photos for people, but I don't give a fuck if you have my face.
I have a picture. My contact picture of you is a picture of a picture that says ugly on it.
I'm well aware.
I have contact pictures for, people I'm close to. I've also seen some people that draw every one of their contact photos in, shitty, what was the MS Paint? They draw everyone?
One of my Twitter mutuals one time on Army Twitter was offering to do one of those bad MS Paint drawings of everyone's icon.
I love that.
And I change my icon all the time. But I do have that one saved just in case I ever want to return to it.
Good.
The top one says, you're the asshole. Unless you go through society with a veil on, people are going to see your face. So the privacy argument seems far-fetched. What is the problem? And this person goes, "You're the asshole. I just read that twice and I don't understand what exactly you're mad about."
It's so bizarre. This poor husband is probably so confused.
This person goes, "Info, are you in witness protection and or Thank on you. The run from the feds?"
Thank you. This person must be in witness protection or like on the run for a huge murder. Good God.
I just, like, he clearly got the picture from somewhere. So it's a picture that she consented to have. This person goes, "You're the asshole. He's not allowed to have photos of you. He needs permission to have photos of his wife. To set your picture something only he or those he allows access to his phone will see. You only keep photos of him in a private app. You are definitely the asshole and a very paranoid one. Do you have some deeper issues going on? This isn't normal behavior, and it might be beneficial for you to talk about this with a professional. This is controlling behavior, and if it stems from a place of paranoia, it's best for you to do all you can to work on it." This person is correct.
Yeah. That is wild. You are legally bound to this person. Not that you, like, owe them anything.
Yeah.
But, like, you're literally married.
But also, you could have gone about it differently. You could have just been like, "Hey, you know, I'm not comfortable with this," rather than waking him up from sleep to yell at him.
It could have just been like, "Hey, I don't like that picture." Like,
yeah.
Just don't. Like,
just please don't. And then he might have been like, "That's a little bit weird, but, like, you know, okay, I respect you." But, like, you woke him up to yell at him.
Yeah, no.
Oh, boy. Actually, I would like to apologize. I don't know that this is a woman. They never specified.
Well, whoever they are wild.
Wild. All right. Well, on that note, we had two assholes, and we didn't even have to, like, specifically look for them.
Amazing.
You're welcome to our lovely, lovely listeners. Kayla. No. Kayla.
Yes?
I already forgot. Is the poll before or after the beef and juice? It's after. Kayla, it's what's before. Your beef? No, it's after because the poll goes into the social media. You can find the poll on our social media. I'm the one who says this. Okay. Let me live. Kayla,
I really don't think that's right.
The people will tell us if we're wrong. Kayla, what's your beef and your juice this week?
My beef is I don't remember what part happens. My beef is also living in this hotel. It is every wall and every piece of furniture is gray. There is nothing to do around here.
Sexy.
And it is depressing as fuck.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I have... Oh.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I have... I was going to do my beef and juice. Do you have anything else to add or can I go?
Can I not do my juice?
Yeah, that's why I asked. Because I was like, wait, I couldn't remember. Do your juice.
What do your juice. The fuck is happening?
Bestie, do your juice.
This is giving... I was telling you about my sick grandma and you interrupted me to telling me about the mail that you got.
It was a Christmas tree! And then I immediately said, no, this is not the appropriate time. I was self-aware.
It was so funny. It was so funny. Anyway. My juice is I started Bridgerton today because... in my deep pit of depression, I realized that maybe I should find something to do with my time to occupy my brain. I'm like halfway through season one, and it's very good. There is sex stuff.
It's spicy.
Which I did scream about because what a wild time to be on my television. But it's very good. It's like, I mean, it's based off like trashy like romance books that I've heard are written terribly. So it's definitely like the classic, like season one is like fake dating trope. And I think season two is like enemies to lovers. So, you know, if you're into that.
I love that.
Yeah, it's very good so far. I'm sad that I should probably go to bed after this.
Yes, you should. But you should. Okay. I have, I have two beefs and juices that are related to each other. So the first, my juice, is that the Los Angeles cherry Coke shortage has ended.
Thank
my
God.
My beef is that the new packaging is ugly. My next beef is that I forgot to defrost meat tonight, and I need to eat protein. So my juice is that that just means I'm going to go get Chipotle after this.
Hell yeah.
That's all. What is our poll for this week? Maybe the one about the sister being pregnant. Like,
is this person the asshole?
Yeah. I want to see if anyone thinks no.
I need to find...
I feel like a lot of people are going to be like, not an asshole, but with the caveat that they're being an asshole about not being the asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what I basically said.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that.
I need to... Because I used to just, like, make a draft tweet, but now that we're doing them on...
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Somewhere else to put them. Also, thank you, everyone, for answering our poll last week. It was very fun.
I answered the poll.
Yes, you did.
I said I've been writing a book.
Yes. It was very fun. And if you missed it, you can go see some of the answers on like the highlight on our Instagram.
Yeah. All of our social media is at SoundsFakePod. Hit us up on Instagram. That's where we're partying at the present time. Okay. We also have Patreon. If you'd like to support us that way, we have a new $2 patron. It's Patrick, not Partrick, as I originally wrote in the doc. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick, and not Partrick.
And not Partrick. Our $5 patrons who we are promoting this week are Alex Istar, Alice is in Space, Amanda Kiker, Ariel Laxo, and Ashley W. Thank you. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Arknus, who'd like to promote the Trevor Project, Ari K, who'd like to promote Thought Slime, Benjamin Ibarra, who'd like to promote Tabletop Games, Changeling MX, who'd like to promote StarshipChangeling.net, and David J, who'd like to...
Changeling wants to be read out as Changeling and Alex now. Alex being their cat, who's also Ace. Let me check.
Oh my god. Changeling is Ace's cat?
Let me check.
This is so important. Yes,
Changeling says, I'll be changing my patron name to Changeling and Alex soon. My cat is also Ace and listens to this. And then they sent some pictures of them and their cat in the patron chat.
Oh my god, I'm going to go in there right now. Actually, no, I'm going to pull it up so I don't forget. Because if I don't pull it up right now, I will forget.
So true.
So true, bestie. No, that's the wrong channel. Oh my god. Oh my god, Alex. Oh, I love you, Alex. And David J. to promote Immersion Strategy by Adrian Marie Brown. Our other $10 patrons are David Nurse, Derek and Carissa, my Aunt Jeannie, Maggie Capelbo, Martin Chazelle, who popped back into the game. Thanks, Martin.
Welcome back.
Bestie, do you still want to promote the podcast Everyone's Special and No One Is? Just checking. It's been there for a while. And since you announced yourself in a new way this time, and by that I mean you re-patroned. Maddie Potato, Rosie Costello, Barefoot Backpacker, and the Steve. Our $15 patrons are Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Click for Caroline, who would like to promote Ace of Hearts, Hector Murillo, who would like to promote friends that are supportive, constructive, and help you grow as a better person, Layla, who would like to promote Love's Love, also playing to Arrow People, Nathaniel White, who would like to promote NathanielJWhiteDesigns.com, Nina Maggart, who would like to promote at KateMaggart.art, and Sarah Jones, who is at Eternal Lolly Everywhere. And our $20 patron is Sabrina Hawk. Merry Christmas, Sabrina. Sabrina. Love your mother and your father. Thank you for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears.
And until then, take good care of your cows.